We're going to begin because I think this is all of us, and this is a large crew for a Saturday. Well, hi there. Krista is in on vacation and for her 70th birthday, so we wish her well. We feel our feet and feel whatever else is making contact of our physical body with a, the firmness of our physical body, the firmness of the ground, our floor, etc. And if we are true to that noticing of contact and union, because we are in union with whatever we're in contact with, whatever our physical body is, then if that is a true recognition, then there is presence. And presence is spacious and open. In that spacious openness, no self can be found. It's just the experience that is rich and full. Experience of presence and present moment. And within this groundedness is the ground of being, of course. Another word for presence. And abiding, simply abiding, we call to mind how comfortable we are. And the amazing good fortune that we are living. And we know it is amazing, and we know it is good fortune because California is on fire. Other places in the world are bombed out with the insanity of war. Other people are sleeping on streets regardless of temperature and weather conditions. And those living in the path of fire know not if they will have a bed or not today. If they will have a home, if they will have a meal, and likewise those bombed out by the insanity of war. As we sit grounded in the ground of being, present in our good fortune and just simply present, spacious, open, and open-hearted. We call to heart and mind all the people fleeing, walking through dangerous conditions in so many parts of the world, fleeing natural disaster. Fleeing civil war, fleeing drug cartels, fleeing rape, fleeing child trafficking, fleeing. They don't even know where they're going to go. But we sit here comfortable. We sit here in our homes, most fortunate. And so into the presence of the moment, our groundedness in this good fortune. We breathe in the hardships, the tragedies, the homelessness, and all other calamities. We breathe it in. Breathe it into the heart of this moment and its ground. The ground of presence. Because when all else is stripped away by fire or flood or war or any other calamity that can befall a human being, if there is a ground of presence, one is most blessed. And so we breathe in all that calamity into this ground of presence and this good fortune that we all are living right now. And breathe out our good fortune. Breathe out our shelter. Breathe out our comfort. Breathe out our wish for our brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers. that their travails will be eased and soothed, that the world will awaken, the human world will awaken, since it is the only cause of war or rape or climate crisis. So we breathe in and meditate from our ground of being. Be grounded. Feel your butt. Feel your feet. Be centered in presence. And be centered in the good fortune. Open your eyes. Literally, open your eyes. Look in the room you're sitting in. Look in it from the heart of presence. How amazing! How amazing, and how quickly it can change. And so we breathe in into this ground of being, into this ground of good fortune. We breathe in full-heartedly the travails and troubles of the world. And breathe out all the goodness that each of us is living, all the ease and the comfort, and our wish, born of gratitude, born of not having our eyes closed, not having our heart closed, but seeing vividly the hardship of others, and just as vividly, the good fortune that each of us is living. We meditate, breathing in and breathing out as the ground of heart and presence. We take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing with all beings. Our brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, all around the world. And with our eyes welling up with tears, we wish them well. We wish their suffering to be eased, their hardship ended. And solace, comfort, and well-being be their new day, and then all the travails in the world that are human-made be ended by people awakening to the heart and living from it. Oh. Love you all. Create a day that is good for you and good for others. And pray for everyone. Love you. Create your day.